Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis at the top of the Mishnah. Kol hanechbashim ve mutayim ele im hachasayis chasayis shel chulin im chasayis shel truma yerek shel chulin im chasayis shel truma asa avach chasayis shel chulin im yerek shel truma muta. All items pickled with each other are permitted except when pickled with a leek plant, which is a family of vegetables that includes onions, leeks, and garlics, because their taste is very powerful. If chulin leek plants are pickled with truma leeks or other chulin vegetables with truma leek plants, the mixture is prohibited to non-kohanim. But if chulin leek plants were pickled with truma vegetables, the leek plants are permitted. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol hanishlokim im atradim asurim mipnei shehen noisnim tam. Rabbi Yosi says anything that's stewed with truma beets is prohibited, as the beets give flavor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kuv shel sakia im kuv shel bal asur mipnei shehu bileya. Rabbi Shimon says that if chulin cabbage from an irrigated field was stewed with truma cabbage from a field that subsists on rainfall, it's prohibited as it absorbs. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kolam Misbashlim Zeim Ze Mutaim Ela Im Habasa. Rabbi Kiva says all things that are cooked together are permitted except if cooked with meat. Rabbi Yochanan Menuhi Omer Kovid Oiseres Veinu Neeseres Mepneishi Poiletes Veinu Belas. Rabbi Yochanan Menuhi says that liver prohibits but does not become prohibited because it emits but does not absorb. Beitra Shinit Bala Betavlin Asurin Afila Chalmoin Shela Asa Mepneishi Belas. If an egg was seasoned with prohibited spices such as truma or ola, even its yolk is prohibited because it absorbs. Make vashim or meshlakos shel truma asurim lezarim. The pickling or stewing water of truma produce is prohibited to non-kohanim. And the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan leis kan nechvashim ela neshlakim kavash groisechu. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah should not say all items pickled with each other, but rather cooked with each other, as pickling is like boiling, but cooking is less than that and would not prohibit. Rabbi Chanina Tirta, v'shem Rabbi Hoshea, chasis b'chasis min v'minoi, Rabbi Kiva Mate v'chachamim oisim. Rabbi Chanina Tirta, quoting Hoshea, said that if two of the same type were cooked together, even if they were both leek plants, Rabbi Kiva permits it and Rabbi Chachamim prohibits it. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, moidim chacham Rabbi Kiva, b'basa b'basa shu muta. Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Kiva that if meat was cooked with non-kosher meat of its own type, that it's permitted. Amar Bizeu Rabbi Yasa, V'iloi is amrith hadar lehavinan yadin dehu kein. Rabbi Zeira to Rabbi Yasa said, if you would not have said this, we would not have known it, and we would have thought that all prohibit it. V'dilma lehi is amrith ele moidu Rabbi Kiva lechachamim bebasa bebasa shu asa. Perhaps Rabbi Yochanan actually said that Rabbi Kiva agrees with the chachamim that if meat was cooked with non-kosher meat, it's prohibited. He only disagrees about other items cooked together. Asa b'yavol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan moidu Rabbi Kiva lechachamim bebasa bebasa shu asa. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said the same thing. V'chananya shamala min de basa, v'kiva oime, kol ha-mispashtim zeim zeim mutarim, chus min ha-basa, ha-bebasa v'basa, asa. V'chananya heard this teaching about a later statement of the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva said that all things that are cooked together are permitted except those with meat, and this implies that meat with meat is prohibited. Dilma is amrith el amoidim chacham lo Rabbi Kiva bebasa v'basa shu asa. Rather, perhaps Rabbi Yochanan actually said that the chacham agree with Rabbi Kiva that if meat was cooked with non-kosher meat, it's prohibited. V'chananya v'yabor b'shem Rabbi Yochanan moidim chacham lo Rabbi Kiva bebasa v'basa shu asa. V'chananya and Rabbi Yabor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said the same thing. Amar Rabbi Yosi, havinan savin meima shel bal beileya. Rabbi Yosi says that in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Shimon said that if chulin cabbage from an irrigated field was stewed with truma cabbage from a field that subsists on rainfall, it's prohibited as it absorbs. We thought to say that the cabbage from a field that subsists on rainfall doesn't have much moisture and it absorbs from the cabbage of the irrigated field, which does have moisture. Mimada amma rav chuna sab min eva bahav laflufa hada amma shesaki boileya. However, once the cabbage of a field that subsists on rainfall was cooked with truma cabbage from an irrigated field, and Rav Huna ruled that the inner flesh could be eaten, but the outer stalks must be given to a koyin, this shows that cabbage from an irrigated field does absorb. Rav Yirmiyah boy shalka b'chalav mahu. Rav Yirmiyah asked the question, if a person cooked liver in milk, what's the law? Does he incur lashes for cooking meat with milk, or since the liver doesn't absorb the milk, he's exempt from lashes? Rabbi Zeira lo achal kavid miyamav. Rabbi Zeira never ate cooked liver, since the blood inside it is released and then reabsorbed. Shalka Rabbi Abba va'oichle v'ista amma malcha Rabbi Abba va'oichle. Rabbi Abba would first drop it into hot water, causing the blood to contract inside it so that it would no longer be released, and then cook it and eat it. And some say that he would first salt it and then cook it.